Well, it's not often I don't feel like booing, but I've woken up today in such agony. If I sleep in a certain position in our bed, I get the most horrendous backache, and if I move into that position in the night, I can't help it, you know. And I did it last night. I don't always do it. I don't have it that often, but God, blimey, I can't even walk. I'm just crouched over. It's such agony. Poppy needs a walk. Agoraphobia doesn't seem the issue. It's actually standing and putting a lead on them. Yeah, so I feel very sorry for all the people that suffer regular daily backache, because it happens to me on this bed we've got, and we need a new bed. But I'm not a full-on backache sufferer. My wife, on the other hand, she used to be a dancer. She went to she was at dance school from the age of 11, and she eventually damaged her back quite badly. She's got a fracture in the little bottom bit of your back where it fans out. I don't know what it's called, but it's a crack down there that could be fused, but then she wouldn't have proper movement in her bottom back, and or could just be monitored, which is what she does. And as long as it doesn't crack any further, she's all right, but it's actually quite dangerous if it does. Anyway, but that's my wife. But I think there's a hell of a lot of people in the country that suffer from backache. It's hard to explain how uncomfortable it makes you, because you can't get comfy. Anywhere you are, you've got the pain, and yeah, backache. But you have my sympathy, backache sufferers. I'd take agoraphobia and bipolar disorder over that any day. Oh, here's Poppy with the plant pot. Oh, interestingly, there's no plant left in it. Oh, Poppy, you've emptied. Okay, I've got to go. She decided to empty the plant pot to some garlic. Yes. Oh, well, let's have some dog going crazy sound effects. She's running away from me with the plant pot. Not surprising, because she probably does realise that not only got the plant pot, but she's caned my garden. Poppy, come here. Sit. Poppy, give. 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 I'll continue to be optimistic and wish you all a good day. Actually, I won't. I just wanted to say quickly, I've just remembered, it's distracting me, this, which is a kind of good thing that Poppy's going crazy. But I've got counselling today at 3 o'clock. And last week I had insomnia all week, and so I missed my counselling appointment because I fell asleep about 11 o'clock on the day of it. And the week before I was really ill with IBS, which was just really spurned by a panic attack, and I tried to go to the counselling session. So this week I've got to go, I really need to go. You know, it's not easy to get counselling on the NHS. Well, I mean, it's been surprisingly easy since I had a mental breakdown. But I mean, building up to that, it was hard, really hard to get any help. You have to, it seems that you have to reach the end of the cycle of getting ill and probably lose it before they'll really sort of sit up and pay attention. It's for my own good and all the rest of it. And, you know, I'm quite sure that it's the best thing to be doing. But it's probably still going on. Oh dear! You can't take life too seriously when you've got a puppy like this running around in the kitchen. Just I wish you could see her. I'm not a big fan of videoing because I haven't got I wouldn't be able to communicate openly on video. But now's the time. I just wish I had some filming this. Anyway, have a good day, and whatever you're doing. Oh, if you haven't checked out audiobooth.net, do. Thanks. Bye.